government because you,
you
let me just finish
because
you can't get your
last
way.
Time you shut it down, you
yeah,
got killed.
Let me say something, Mr. President. You just say my.
Well, this is what happened as a photo op before today's meeting at the White House to hammer out a deal on border wall spending to avoid a government shutdown devolved into a playground sandbox fight. You heard there the president and Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer. House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi was also there. President Trump began the moment by saying he'd like to not see a government shutdown, but wrapped up by saying this.
If we don't get what we want, one way or the other, whether it's through you, through a military, through anything you want to call, I will shut down the government.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fair enough.
And
we
I am
disagree.
Proud, and I'll
we
tell
disagree.
You what, I am proud.
NPR lead politics editor Domenico Montanaro is here. Domenico. Wow.
Hey, how's it going?
Time out. You know, Chuck Schumer came out and called it a temper tantrum on the part of the president. Look, the Democratic leaders want spending for border security. The president wants his wall. What happened after the president invited the press in?
Well, look, it sounds like Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi decided that they were not going to show a lot of deference to this president, especially when the president started off talking about how important a border wall was and how necessary it was to cameras. And I guess assume that Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi would sit there as props and not defend their view on things, especially given that, you know, Trump needs some of the Democrats in the Senate to be able to vote for something to pass some legislation. So he needs Chuck Schumer. And as Nancy Pelosi pointing out, that Republicans don't have the votes to pass border wall funding on their own out of the House. Mm. So when Nancy Pelosi essentially baiting President Trump to say that this would be a Trump shutdown, and he sort of paused and said, now what? And had to go back to her. And you had Chuck Schumer bait the president and get him to say that last quote that you mentioned there, because he said, fine, you want to give it to me? If you don't give us what we want, then I will shut the government down.
Which again makes it a Trump shutdown. He can't shift it to somebody else. Look, the president repeatedly said the wall's being built. Large portions are done. The Washington Post gives out a Pinocchio rating, but, you know, Schumer also was questioning it. And here's Nancy Pelosi after the meeting. She was asked whether the private meeting that the three had after this thing that exploded in the photo op was more productive.
We have to, if we're going to proceed in all of this, have evidence-based, factual, truthful information about what works and what doesn't. I didn't want to, in front of those people, say, you don't know what you're talking about.
And essentially went on to say exactly that, basically, that you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah. Well, where do you see this heading? This president wants $5 billion for the border wall that he once, of course, said Mexico would pay for. That's down from $25 billion. Where do you see this going?
Well, the spat here was really between definitions of border wall versus border security. President Trump saying a border wall is necessary to security. Democrats saying that security is not contingent upon a wall. There's been discussion for the last decade since we've been talking about potential comprehensive immigration overhaul legislation that would say that you put more technology on the borders, you fund more border agents, but not necessarily a physical barrier. There have been some fixes to fences. There have been additions to fences that already exists. There have been fortifications of entryways now into the United States that are common entryways, places like El Paso and in San Diego. In fact, the federal government shut down those borders at one point, you know, earlier this year when talking about the migrant caravans coming up up through Mexico. So there have been steps taken. The wall is certainly not a priority for Democrats. And in fact, in our latest polling today that is out from NPR, PBS NewsHour, and Marist, 57% of people said that they believe that the president should compromise rather than use the wall to shut down the government if Democrats don't want to give in funding on that. And a good majority of the country do not believe that the wall is a priority.
Okay. Just want to ask you quickly some other things. In a surprise move this morning, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said senators will take up the bipartisan criminal justice reform bill this week. But will Congress pass the measure to block U.S. military support for Saudi Arabia's war in Yemen? This is after, of course, reports that the Saudi Crown Prince was linked to the murder of the Washington Post columnist Khashoggi.
You know, it remains to be seen, but, you know, there are a lot of Republicans who have now pushed back against this president who don't believe he's been tough enough on Mohammed bin Salman, the crown prince of Saudi Arabia, who they believe the CIA is saying had very clear ties to what happened to columnist Jamal Khashoggi, who worked for The Washington Post and lived in this country in the embassy in Turkey. You know, it's one of those rare issues where you see Republicans actually speaking out about this and wanting to do something to hold them accountable.
Okay, well, we'll see what happens there. Domenico Montanaro, NPR lead politics editor, thank you.
You're welcome.